to vegetarianism, the noble way of living.
Today we are going to prepare semolina rolls.
So what do we require as the ingredients?
First we require semolina flour, tofu, coriander leaves, water, green chilies, salt, onion, and oil.
Okay, how do we start?
First, we take about 4 cups of semolina flour. And then we pour about 4 cups of water.
Can we mix it?
Yeah. More water, please. Some more. Okay. Now we leave it as it is for about 1.5 hours so that it becomes like a paste.
Okay. This is for the outer roll. And we need to make stuffings?
Yes. Okay. For the stuffings, first we need onion. We need to chop it. Yeah, that's it. We have chopped onions over here.
Okay, we can use that.
Okay. First, I'll heat the pan. And now, let me add oil. We need about 3 tablespoons of oil.
We need to heat the pan before we put oil.
In the oil, yes. So that the oil gets heated up faster.
Okay. We're going to fry this?
Yes. Okay, then we fry it.
We have to make it dark brown?
No, we don't need to make it golden brown, but we have to fry for some time.
Okay.
So that it becomes a little soft.
Okay. We can smash the tofu till that gets heated.
We need
heated.
Boiled tofu for this.
These are boiled?
Yeah. The tofu that we get in market, we have to boil it for about 3 to 5 minutes so that it becomes soft like this.
Okay.
2 pieces.
You have to cut it?
No. We can just smash it like this. Okay, let me lower the flame.
We can mash with spoon?
Yeah, it's okay if you mash with spoon.
Okay. If you want to make smaller pieces, we can mash it with hand also.
Yeah, that'll be good. We can mash it over here with this too.
Okay.
It has to be cooked for a while.
We can use chili also.
Oh yeah, of course. Some people may not like chilies. It's hot, you know. But you can put it according to
this. I like chili. I can put it?
Yes, of course.
Okay.
You can chop it first, yes.
Okay.
Then you put the chilies.
Okay.
Yes.
I think we need salt and...
Yes.
Okay.
Salt we can put about 1/2 tablespoon.
Okay.
According to test.
Okay. We have coriander. I think it will look beautiful. How long we have to cook?
Until the tofu gets a little brown.
Coriander is ready.
Okay.
can increase the flame, I think.
Yeah, but it can stick. We have to be careful.
Okay.
The meal that we are cooking, semolina rolls, it can be used as a meal, and sometimes you can have it as snacks too.
And getting little brown.
Yeah. We don't need to cook it too much because the tofu is already boiled. But for taste, when you fry things, you know, it gives good taste. Okay, we leave it as it is.
It's prepared, okay?
Yeah, the fillings is prepared now.
These are enough stuffs. And now we have to prepare the roll, outer roll.
Chapati.
Okay. Looks delicious.
It will taste even more delicious.
We have this prepared.
Yeah, no, it's actually 1.5 hours, and see, it becomes like a paste. And after 1.5 hours, it becomes like a paste, like this. And it according to your need, you can even put in a little bit water.
Okay.
But it should not be too thick nor too thin.
Yeah, you know? It looks like a paste.
Yeah. Okay, for the paste, first we heat the pan.
Okay.
We have to be very careful while cooking the chapati because it can stick to the surface. The pan has to be very hot.
Okay.
Let's heat it for some time.
Can it be eaten alone, or you have to have some other like vegetables, salads, pickles, sauce?
We are keeping the fillings, so we do not need vegetables, but you can have it with pickles. Okay. What about potato pickles?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
You can use sauce. That means tomato sauce?
Yeah, you can use tomato sauce. You can use salads according to your taste. You can have with soups too.
Okay.
Let it heat first, you know. If it's not hot enough, it sticks.
Okay. We can put some oil.
Yeah, just a little bit so that it does not stick to the surface. Since we are making a chapati, I'm just...
How big is the chapati?
It's normal size.
Okay.
I'm just spreading the oil, you know, for the surface. Now, let me lower the flame a little bit.
Okay.
We have to be very careful about cooking this because it sticks, you know?
Okay.
Okay, first... First, I put in the center.
Okay.
Then I put towards the surface.
Oh, I think we are making it thin.
Yeah, as thin as it's possible.
The oil kept it from... sticking.
Yeah. And when we move like this, it does not stick in.
Okay.
Let me keep for some time. So it has not stick to the surface.
Okay,
let me put a little bit of oil in the outer surface, you know?
So this food requires very less minimum amount of oil.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, now we just turn it like this. Okay?
Yeah.
You see, when the surface is a little golden brown, it's cooked. Now we cook it from both sides.
Okay.
Let me... Now I can increase the flame.
How long do we have to cook it?
Now until it twisted and turns brown from both sides. Let me see. It's not brown yet. So.
Is it time to put the stuffings?
Yeah, almost. See, it's turning a little brown.
Yeah, it's turning brown.
A little bit. You can cook it for some time. Okay, now we put in the fillings. We don't need to put too much in, a little bit. Now we fold it.
Okay.
To make it a roll.
Yeah.
Okay. You see the outer surface, the lower surface is cooked too.
It looks very good.
I told you to test even more. Better. Does it look good?
Yes.
Okay, it's cooked.
Okay, I'm going to try one.
Yeah,
it looks very good. It smells good, very good. It's very delicious.
Okay.
Thank you so much. It's very delicious. So you all can have it as a meal. It's very tasty.
I prepared this, and you can have it with potato pickle,
okay,
or salad.
It looks very great.
Okay.
And I think it will be very tasty with the pickles.
I hope that you all will prepare this at home and enjoy this meal.
Thank you so much for watching our program. Please keep on watching Supreme Master Television for our next program between Master and Disciples.
Dhanyavaad.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/VEG.